We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic scenery.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, modest viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, earthquake recovery efforts in Chile are assisted by Harvard University of the United States. In sustainable energy news, Thailand's new solar plant is expected to power up to 70,000 homes. In animal welfare news, a United Kingdom veterinarian helps give animal companions a new chance at life. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 5th, is the birthday of the 14th President of the Philippines, Dr. Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, who is now a member of the country's House of Representatives. Dr. Macapagal Arroyo has continued her commitment to education, the environment, the economy, and gender equality. She is a supporter of the Gusi Peace Prize, established in the Philippines to honor individuals who have made important contributions to bettering the world. In 2006, Supreme Master Ching Hai was presented the prestigious Gusi Peace Prize by the then President, Her Excellency Macapagal Arroyo. Our respectful appreciation, Dr. Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, for your ongoing devotion to the pure-hearted Philippine people. May you have a joyous birthday celebrated in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. Death toll rises in Thai floods. As of Sunday, April 3rd, as floods and mudslides that had swept southern Thailand since March 23rd continued, the number of fatalities rose to at least 45. An estimated 2 million people have been affected, with 5,000 homes and over 200 villages evacuated after flood levels reached many roofs. More than 100 districts across 10 provinces were declared disaster zones, and over 146,000 hectares of farmland damaged. Rescuers' efforts to deliver supplies to stranded villagers have been hampered by the need for additional trucks. Thai Deputy Chief Negotiator for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, Dr. Sangchan Limjurakon, said, "We can assume that this impact comes from climate change effect. This climate-related disaster has never been witnessed in Thailand before."
Upon hearing of the initial flooding, Supreme Master Ching Hai, with all her love and prayers, donated $20,000 on April 1st for urgent necessities, an amount that could acquire $109,000 in goods if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Thailand. She also asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to assist those most in need.
Our gratefulness for the endeavors of the Thai rescue and other personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring aid. With Buddha's blessings, may such disasters quickly be curbed through our concerted efforts to lead gentler, more uplifting lifestyles.
Earthquakes jolt Pakistan, Chile, New Zealand, and Indonesia. On Friday night, April 1st, a trembler registering 5.2 on the Richter scale struck northwestern Pakistan, with tremors felt 185 kilometers away in Mansehra City, as well as the capital city, Islamabad. In Latin America on Saturday, northern Chile was jolted by a 5.9 magnitude quake centered 135 kilometers northeast of Iquique in the Tarapacá region. Also on Saturday, New Zealand's quake-devastated city of Christchurch felt another aftershock of magnitude 4.0 centered 5 kilometers from Lyttelton. The following Monday, a powerful trembler measuring 6.7 rumbled beneath the Indian Ocean south of Indonesia's main island of Java, prompting the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center to issue a tsunami alert for the nation. Although tremors were reportedly felt 240 kilometers away in Christmas Island, Australia, there were fortunately no injuries or damage, and the tsunami alert for Indonesia was later lifted. We thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions. May the day soon arrive that such disturbances are a thing of the past as humanity's kinder lifestyles help restore Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. More than 3 weeks after a 9.0 magnitude earthquake and tsunami caused widespread destruction in northeastern Japan, the casualties continue to rise. As of Monday, April 4, over 12,000 people were confirmed dead, with more than 15,000 still missing. However, the exact toll is beyond calculation and could reach 100,000, as entire communities are found to no longer exist, with whole families likely swept into the sea and no records or survivors to report them missing.
Amid the devastation, however, acts of courage and benevolence among the survivors continue to inspire hope. On the island of Oshima, the humble 69-year-old Mr. Susumu Sugawara is being called a hero after he drove his boat, the Sunflower, out to sea as the tsunami arrived and lived to help others after managing to navigate through waves that he said were like climbing mountains. Saying later that he knew the island would become isolated from help if he could not save the Sunflower, Mr. Sugawara's boat thus became nearly the only link to the mainland and aid for the first 2 weeks after the disaster.
Meanwhile, a dog found on a roof floating off the coast of Miyagi Prefecture on April 1st, who had miraculously survived since the disaster, was joyously reunited with her caregiver on Monday. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $80,000 in aid while requesting that our association members, including doctors and nurses, please go help the most desperate, especially the elderly and young together. Noting that extra expenses would be reimbursed, she asked that they bring the victim's emergency needs, such as medicine, as well as copies of her book, The Dogs in My Life, to comfort their hearts.
Including contributions from our International Association members, the total donations amount to over $172,000. After our association's relief teams from Japan and Formosa, or Taiwan, conducted initial relief operations in the worst-hit areas, the Formosan members recently returned, and our association members from South Korea arrived in their place.
As per Supreme Master Ching Hai's concerned requests for updates, the following is a report by our association's relief team from South Korea.
April 3rd, 2011, regarding South Korean relief team in Japan. Most compassionate Master, our relief team arrived in Tokyo, Japan on the evening of March 31st. We departed to the disaster zone at midnight, arriving in Iwate Prefecture on April 1st. Guided by the company commander of the Japan Self-Defense Forces, or SDF, we visited Okamoto, Okachimachi, and other areas to find out what items the victims urgently needed. The scenes of devastation made us cry. On April 2nd, we returned to Tokyo to purchase relief items, consisting of mattresses, shoes, clothes, and underwear. We also prepared gifts for the children, including baseball gloves and balls, soccer balls, volleyballs, and Master's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life. On the evening of April 3rd, we prepared to go to Akasakichiku, Ofunatsu City in Iwate Prefecture. Ofunatsu City is one of the most affected regions, having been pummeled by a tsunami wave over 23 meters in height. After sharing Master's love and care there, we will return to Tokyo and report to you the details. Thank you so much, Master, for your compassionate support. With all our love, South Korean Relief Team.
Our appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's permission to share this information, as well as our association's foreign group for providing this report. In updates on Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO's Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant, workers have moved on to a third plan after two previous attempts to plug a 20-centimeter crack that is leaking highly radioactive water into the sea had failed. The latest efforts include installing a silt barrier along the damaged sea wall surrounding the plant to prevent radioactive particles from spreading into the sea, along with injecting white powder into the water in an effort to trace the route of the leak. NHK News Agency has also reported that the Japanese government withheld data about potential radiation exposure.
According to computer projections made on March 16th, radiation exposure would surpass 100 millisieverts if people remained outdoors for 24 hours between March 12th and March 24th in places even outside the nuclear plant's 20-kilometer exclusion zone and the area 20 to 30 kilometers region in which people were asked to stay indoors. This 24-hour amount is 100 times higher than normal background radiation exposure for an entire year. Furthermore, the data suggested that radioactive particles would spread northwest and southwest of the facility. However, the government did not release this information until March 23rd, saying that the amount and location of radioactive leakage was unclear.
We thank all the Japanese officials and personnel, as well as the international help that is bringing comfort to the disaster-stricken in their time of need. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt consideration and support to the victims, and for the attentive endeavors of our association's relief team. May humanity quickly take the gentler steps necessary to renew our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens, speak out. People across Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Libya, Morocco, Oman, Syria, Tunisia, and Yemen are among those who have been striving to make their voices heard with calls for greater democracy, the release of political prisoners, freedom from oppression and martial law, and better jobs and wages.
To address citizens' demands for improved opportunities, Tunisia's finance minister, Jalul Ayed, announced a 17-point social and economic recovery program Sunday to quickly create 40,000 jobs, provide grants to the young and disadvantaged families, and investment incentives in various regions.
On Sunday, April 3rd, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad appointed former agriculture minister Adel Safar as the new prime minister. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to bury nine fellow citizens who had been killed by security forces during demonstrations Friday. Minority leaders also sent a list of demands, including calls for the release of political prisoners, the lifting of emergency and martial law, and the withdrawal of security forces from towns and cities, stating they would not call for the president to step down if these demands were quickly met. Reuters news agency also reports that photographer Khaled al-Hariri was released following 6 days of detention.
On Sunday in Yemen, three people died and 1,700 were injured as police attacked protesters on the same day that the nation's parliament speaker rejected a transition plan presented by a political group as a way to peacefully advance the democratic progress. As 90,000 people gathered on Monday in the Yemeni city of Taiz, at least 11 were killed and more than 500 injured as protesters were attacked by government loyalists and police who fired tear gas and live ammunition into the crowd. Demonstrations were also held in the cities of Sana'a, Aden, Ibb, and Hodeidah, with witnesses reporting live fire on protesters in Hodeidah.
Further evidence is surfacing about Libyan Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's desire to end conflict in the country through a political settlement. The New York Times cites an interview with a Libyan diplomat who claims that two of the leader's sons, Saif al-Islam and Sadi al-Gaddafi, have proposed that Saif oversees a caretaker government which would lead the country to a constitutional democracy. The New York Times further reports that Colonel Gaddafi appears to be in support of the proposal. Meanwhile, Atiq El-Obeidi, father of the woman who had appealed to journalists in Tripoli to tell her story of detention and sexual assault by Libyan government forces, states that his daughter is still missing and he fears for her safety. After successfully airlifting patients from Ajdabiya, Libya, the first emergency humanitarian flight sent by Qatar landed in her capital city, Doha, with a report from one of the patients that residential areas in Ajdabiya have been leveled to the ground and no medical aid available.
As violence continued to mount in Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, especially in the city of Abidjan, French President Nicolas Sarkozy called for all 12,000 citizens staying in the country to prepare immediately for evacuation as the French military secured control of the Abidjan airport and began bringing citizens into protected areas. With regional UN headquarters also under attack by supporters of President Laurent Gbagbo, who has refused United Nations' request to step down, the UN relocated about 200 of its essential staff in Abidjan to the northern city of Bouake.
We are saddened by the loss of so many lives as we pray for the soon end to all conflict with harmony that prevails as people in all nations decide to live side by side in shared respect, freedom, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
We don't have to go on snatching land, nor have we to hurry on converting man. It's not how many in a belief system, it's what become of them. It's not how crowded a religion, it's how much into world peace their contribution. It's not our words, it's rather louder our actions. What is going to be our legend in the long history of humans? Will it be right and just? Will it be noble and benevolent? Or just a grim picture soaked in anguished bloody paint? Why always boast about our heavenly root? Oh, Almighty God's beloved children, while our life is tainted with all evils, while our survival is the cost of others' extinctions, what is the mark of the chosen? Is it just the bloodstain on your hands? Be it from animals or man's. Excerpt from a poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai, The Real Love.
Holes appear in U.S. airplanes. On Friday, April 1st, after a hole was discovered in the cabin roof of a Southwest Airlines aircraft following takeoff from Phoenix, Arizona, the pilots were able to make a safe emergency landing with no serious injuries to any of the 118 passengers and crew on board. An initial investigation on Sunday by the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board revealed that three other similar aircraft also had small subsurface cracks, which may have been the cause of the damage to the first plane. While assuring that the airlines has been compliant with all federal and manufacturer inspection requirements, Southwest officials canceled hundreds of flights over the weekend as a further precaution to carry out more extensive tests. "We are relieved to know of the safety of all passengers and crew and appreciate the responsible actions of Southwest Airlines and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board to ensure the most secure flights possible for air travelers."
Dân tràn có bao giờ tàn, đường dài cuốn ngàn chỉ một trần cười vang vang. Để sau bàn chân gông xiềng của thời xa xăm, đôi mắt ta rực sáng theo những tiếng kêu loang xoang.
Distinguished All-Axis or Vietnamese songwriter, remember. The acclaimed Nguyễn Đức Quang has passed away in Fountain Valley, California, USA, at age 68. A native of Sơn Tây Northern O Lạc or Vietnam, his musical compositions became known as early as 1961 with his debut song Secret Sword of Heroes for the All Axis Boy Scouts. As one of the musicians who initiated Aulac's troubadour movement in 1966, he wrote many songs about youth and love for the nation, such as Proud Motherland Vietnam, Vietnamese Roads, and Rising Hope, which have remained popular throughout the generations. As co-founder and editor-in-chief of Nguyen Viet Daily News, Inc., Mr. Nguyen Duc Quang also became a media leader in Southern California, USA. He went on to found Vien Dong Newspaper and Jilin Media, which publishes the weekly's Jilin and Women's Forum. During the premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's book Celestial Art on December 12, 2008, in California, USA, Mr. Nguyen Duc Quang was in attendance to convey his appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's creative talents. His passing was a great loss to the Aulxes community. Our respectful condolences to Mr. Nguyen Duc Quang's family. May his noble soul rest peacefully in the eternal realm. Upon hearing of songwriter Nguyen Duc Quang's passing, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed the following message. Please send my condolences and love to his family and a white envelope with $1,000 to help with the memorial arrangements with my prayers.
Save our planet. New Zealand announces plans to reduce the country's greenhouse gas emissions 50% by 2050 through improvements to home insulation, investing in solar water heating systems, and promoting clean electric transportation.
Save our planet. Thanks to large increases in rainfall and snowpack this season, Governor Jerry Brown of California, USA, is able to proclaim an end to the state's drought that was declared in 2008 as he encourages water conservation for its continuation.
Save our planet. With estimated deaths in the U.S. of more than a million bats in the past 5 years to a fungal disease known as white nose syndrome, scientists state that crops could be in jeopardy along with billions of dollars in costs to farmers from losing the bats' assistance with natural insect control.
The cat, and I eat smart with a delectable vegan diet. Today, I have a tip on choosing an office chair so you can be at ease while at work. Features to look for include adjustable height, enabling you to keep your feet flat on the floor. Also, it's good to make sure that the seat has enough width and depth that it can be sat in comfortably. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Harvard University of the United States helps recovery efforts in Chile following the 8.8 magnitude earthquake in central Chile in February 2010. Reconstruction continues in the nation. Lending a hand are Harvard University students, faculty, administration, and alumni. Their projects include the rebuilding of parks, schools, and business kiosks. In addition, a Good Start, an early childhood education program which receives some funding from Harvard University, has been extended to areas affected by the earthquake. Two plane loads of medical supplies were also delivered by alumni. God bless you, dedicated students, faculty, administration, and alumni of Harvard University. May your caring endeavors in Chile quicken the return of normalcy and security to the lives of the country's courageous citizens.
In eco-energy news, a solar plant in Thailand is expected to power up to 70,000 homes. The Lopburi Solar Project, situated 180 kilometers north of Bangkok, will generate 55 megawatts of electricity when it begins operating in November 2011. Financed by a $70 million construction loan by the Asian Development Bank, it is part of Thailand's new policy to promote alternative energy. The goal of this plan is for 20% of the power needed by the country to come from earth-friendly sources by 2020. Our earnest thankfulness, Thailand, for your steps towards a sustainable future. May all nations adopt green practices, foremost being the low-emissions vegan diet, for a verdant and long-lasting planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Oscar the cat enjoys life with his bionic paws. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more refreshing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for an elegant world. In animal welfare news, a United Kingdom veterinarian helps provide animal companions with a new chance at life. Dr. Noel Fitzpatrick is a leader in biotechnology in animals, assisting in giving dogs and cats prosthetic limbs. He is the managing director of Fitzpatrick Referrals in Surrey, England, a world-renowned state-of-the-art orthopedic and neurosurgery practice. Among Dr. Fitzpatrick's patients is Oscar the cat, who was given two bionic back paws after losing his in an accident. Dr. Fitzpatrick said, "I just want to restore pain-free function. I like to see a happy dog or cat. The bond of love between animals and humans is amazing." Our warm gratitude, Dr. Noel Fitzpatrick and staff at Fitzpatrick Referrals, for your compassionate heart and exceptional skill in improving the quality of life for our canine and feline friends. May heaven bless all beautiful animals with much happiness and excellent health.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Tibetan entitled, Your Name.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I have been watching you always and will like to be a disciple of yours. Please, Master, I would like to know when and how to meditate to be enlightened to know heaven. I will be glad for you to help me find God. I love you and I wish you all the best. May your good heart and loving thoughts bless the earth and make it peaceful. Stanley.
Hi, Stanley. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Spiritual Stanley, my heartfelt thanks for your sincere message. Connecting to the celestial inner light and sound is your sacred birthright. You may visit godsdirectcontact.org to find out an association center nearest you for further information. Wishing you much divine love and blessings on your noble path to God. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every precious moment be graced with heavenly benevolence.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
India's President Pradibha Patil presents 64 winners with the Padma Awards to recognize their service and contributions to the country in different fields including arts, education, literature, sports, medicine, social service, and public life.
A neighborhood of complexes in Sydney, Australia has become the first set of residential buildings in the nation to ban smoking, even inside residents' homes. For their healthful and life-saving measures, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the unit owners with the Shining World Hero Award.
The government of Uruguay signs a series of agreements with Venezuela in the fields of science and technology, energy, agriculture, and finance, along with offering support for Venezuela's entry into Mercosur, also known as the Common Market of the South.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, spacecraft Messenger has made its first orbital photos of the planet Mercury, revealing features of the planet's surface never seen before.
Researchers from the U.S.-based University of Kansas Hospital find that doing yoga 3 times a week decreases episodes of irregular heartbeat by 50% while improving overall mental and physical well-being.
In accordance with Uruguayan President Jose Mujica's 2010 campaign pledge to improve living conditions for fellow citizens, the country's poverty rate has been noted to have dropped from 20.9% to 18.6% in just 1 year.
The Small World Charity event in the United Arab Emirates raises funds to help different countries, with 50% of the proceeds going to the Japanese Red Crescent to aid earthquake and tsunami victims.
Press TV reports on study by U.S.-based Loma Linda University finding that vegetarians have significantly lower risk for coronary artery disease, stroke, and diabetes, with correspondingly healthier measurements of blood sugar, blood pressure, waist size, and body mass index.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.